Hello and welcome back. We are jumping straight into another strategic review today. And this one, well, it feels a bit different. It does. Usually we're looking at market trends from the outside, you know? But today we're opening the hood on our own engine. We are looking at us, at V Technologies.
Yeah, it's a bit of a look in the mirror, isn't it? But it's necessary because the market we operate in, specifically the built environment, is going through a shift that I just don't think we've seen in decades.
You're talking about the invisible backbone.
I am. Everyone talks about the cloud. Everyone's talking about AI models that can, you know, write poetry or diagnose diseases.
Right.
But very few people stop and realize that the cloud is a physical place. Mm-hmm. It's concrete, it's copper, it's fiber optics, and it uses a massive, massive amount of electricity.
And that's our mission for this deep dive. We're going to be unpacking our latest white paper, which is titled How V Technology Supports Scalable, Efficient, and Resilient Mission-Critical Infrastructure. But we're not just going to read you the stats. We want to explain how we actually build the infrastructure that powers this whole digital economy.
And why it's getting so incredibly difficult to do.
Exactly. So whether you're a developer, a general contractor, or maybe just someone who's fascinated by the engineering behind the internet, this is for you. We're going to look at that intersection of scarce resources and just exploding demand.
Yeah.
So let's start with the landscape. You said this is a unit shift. What's the data telling us?
The data tells us we're in a boom cycle, but it's a, let's call it, constrained boom. Mm. If you look at the context around our white paper, the demand for data center capacity is being driven by three things all at once. Mm. Cloud computing, edge technologies, and the big one.
AI.
Artificial intelligence, the big disruptor.
Okay, I want to pause on AI for a second because we hear exponential growth thrown around all the time. But in terms of, you know, physically building something, what does that actually mean?
It means density. So traditional software, your email server, your file storage, that required a certain amount of power per rack. So AI models, they are. They're power-hungry beasts. They run on GPUs that run hotter and draw exponentially more electricity. So we're not just building more data centers. We have to build different kinds of data centers.
Okay.
Facilities that can handle thermal loads we wouldn't have even dreamed of 10 years ago.
And I'm guessing the market expects these facilities to be built yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. Speed to market is the primary currency right now.
Yeah.
But, and this is the catch, they also have to be cheaper. And they have to be perfect.
Perfect. That's a high bar.
In our world, perfect means uptime. We call this sector mission critical for a reason.
Right.
If a generic office building loses power for an hour, it's annoying. People go get coffee. Mm-hmm. If a data center that's powering a major cloud provider goes down for an hour,
oof, millions of dollars.
Millions in losses. It's reputational suicide.
So the stakes are just incredibly high. You've got higher technical complexity with the heat and the power. You have evolving sustainability standards because these things consume so much energy, and a timeline that just keeps shrinking.
That sounds like a pressure cooker for any engineering firm.
It is. And that brings us to the bottleneck. This is the central conflict we really highlight in the white paper. We have the demand. What we don't have is the people.
The labor shortage.
Exactly. Let's look at the 2024 Uptime Institute report. They track this stuff globally. Data center capacity is rising at double-digit rates year after year.
Wow.
But the supply of skilled engineering professionals, it's effectively flatlining.
So if I'm a U.S.-based engineering firm, I'm sitting there with a stack of contracts on my desk, mm-hmm. but I physically don't have the people to draw the plans.
You don't have the electrical engineers, the mechanical designers, the BIM coordinators. And because of supply and demand, the ones you can find are becoming prohibitively expensive. And that is where we, V Technologies, enter the conversation. But I want to be really clear here, because the word outsourcing can be a loaded term. We're not talking about just tossing a PDF over the wall and hoping for the best, are we?
No, absolutely not. And if you treat it that way, you will fail. We operate as a natural extension of our clients' in-house teams. We plug directly into their workflow to fix that specific bottleneck.
Let's dig into the what. When we say we support mission-critical infrastructure, break that down. What are the actual technical disciplines we're bringing to the table?
It's a really tailored set of skills. It starts with MEP.
Mechanical, electrical, and plumbing.
Right. But again, context is everything.
Yeah.
In a residential tower, MEP is about, you know, resident comfort. In a data center, MEP is the life support system.
Okay.
We're doing the design and drafting for complex cooling loops, for redundant power supplies, backup generators. We're ensuring that if system A fails, system B wakes up instantly.
Redundancy and resiliency.
Exactly. Then you have ICT and ELV.
Okay, let's define those for anyone listening who might not be in the trade.
Sure. ICT is information and communication technology. ELV is extra low voltage systems. Think of this as the nervous system of the building. The concrete shell protects the servers, but the ICTLV infrastructure is what lets the data move in and out. We design the fiber pathways, the copper cabling, the security systems, the access controls.
And given the density we were just talking about, you can't just sketch this on a napkin.
No way. Okay. This can't even do it in 2D CAD anymore. The complexity is just too high. And this is where BIM and VDC become the most critical tools in our arsenal.
Building information modeling and virtual design and construction.
Yes. We're basically building a digital twin of the facility. Yeah. We model the entire structure in 3D before a single shovel hits the dirt.
And the reason for that isn't just because it looks cool, right?
Not at all. It's all about clash detection.
This is one of my favorite concepts because it's so practical. Explain how clash detection saves money.
Okay, so imagine you have a massive cooling pipe that needs to run through a corridor. On the drawings, it looks fine. But in the real world, there's a structural beam right there, or maybe a tray of high voltage cables.
Ah, I see where this is going.
If you find that problem on the construction site, you have to stop work. You issue an RFI, you might have to rip things out. That costs thousands of dollars and days of delay.
But with our BIM capability,
we spot that clash in the digital model months in advance. We move the pipe in the software, not on the job site. We ensure a clash-free model. We also handle all the energy modeling and load calculations.
Which goes right back to the AI power hunger.
Precisely. We simulate the energy usage to make sure the electrical infrastructure can handle the load without, melting down. It's a game of absolute precision.
So we have the technical chops, we can do the math, we can build the models, but I want to challenge you on the logistics. The biggest hesitation I hear from prospective clients isn't, can they do the engineering? It's how do we communicate? How do we manage a project with a team that might be halfway around the world?
And that's a valid fear, historically. The old model of outsourcing was a black hole. You'd send work away, you'd hear silence, and something comes back a week later that might be totally wrong.
Right.
We don't do that. We built the V Technologies operating model specifically to kill that black hole.
It's a hybrid approach, right?
It is. We have client success teams and project management teams based right here in the U.S.
Yeah.
They're in the client's time zone. They speak the local industry dialect. They are the accountable face of the project.
Okay.
But then we leverage our global delivery centers to create what we call the maximized workday.
I love this concept. Walk me through a typical 24-hour cycle for a client.
Okay, imagine a structural engineering firm in New York. Their team works 9 to 5. At 5 p.m., they log off. But instead of the project just sitting idle for 16 hours,
they hand it off to us.
They hand off their red lines and updates to our team.
So while New York sleeps,
we work. We have a dedicated team that picks up exactly where they left off. By the time the New York team pours their coffee at 9 a.m. the next morning, the work is done, it's quality controlled, and it's ready for the next step.
You're essentially compressing the timeline.
It speeds up project delivery significantly, and it provides scalability. We all know construction is cyclical. You land a huge gigawatt scale campus project, we can ramp up a dedicated team of 20 engineers in weeks.
And when the project wraps up?
You ramp down. You aren't stuck with the overhead of hiring and firing internal staff.
I want to double click on that term, dedicated team. It can sound a little like marketing speak. What does it actually mean for the engineer sitting at the desk?
It means consistency. We aren't throwing random freelancers at your project. We assign specific engineers who, for all intents and purposes, become badged employees of the client. They learn your CAD standards. They learn your file naming conventions. They learn your specific design preferences.
So they're not just V engineers. They become client X engineers who just happen to sit in our office.
Exactly. Our client services strategic director, Eric Sims, talks about this constantly. His whole philosophy is that we don't just sell hours. We align with the client's business goals. If their goal is to reduce design time by 20%, we build a process to hit that number. It's a results-focused methodology.
Okay, I want to zoom out for a minute. We've been focusing heavily on data centers because that's the hot topic in the white paper, but I think we need to establish our credibility here. A listener might ask, okay, you can model a building, but do you really understand complex engineering?
That is a very fair question, and the answer really lies in the diversity of our portfolio. We are an engineering powerhouse across the board, not just in construction.
Let's talk about our AEC architecture, engineering, and construction services in general. We do a lot of high-rise work.
We do. We've supported major high-rise residential projects. There's a notable one in Georgia that comes to mind. And when you're designing the structural integrity for a 50-story tower, you learn a lot about structuring for, you know, community and comfort.
And that structural knowledge translates. A data center might not be 50 stories tall, but the load-bearing requirements for server racks and cooling water tanks are just immense.
Exactly. Physics is physics. But let's go even further afield. Let's talk about product engineering. This is the part that usually surprises people.
Okay.
We work on embedded systems and product design for heavy manufacturing.
Give us the examples. I know we have some case studies that are pretty rugged.
Well, take our work with a leading fire truck vehicle manufacturer.
Fire trucks? I mean, that's about as mission critical as it gets.
It really is. We help them enhance their design and development processes. Just think about the engineering rigor required there. A fire truck cannot fail. It deals with extreme vibration, heat, hydraulic pressure, immediate response times.
Or the work we did for that historic manufacturer of residential and commercial lawnmowers.
Right. Mechanical testing, prototyping, electrical engineering for the cutting decks.
So the logic here is, if we can engineer the hydraulics on a fire truck to work in a blazing inferno, and we can engineer the mechanics of a commercial mower to run for thousands of hours,
then we can certainly handle the cooling pumps and generator setbacks in a controlled server room. It proves we have deep proficiency in heavy engineering and complex mechanical systems. We aren't just drawing lines on a screen. We understand how machines actually work.
But wait, there's one final layer to this cake, and this is the one that I think truly separates us from a standard architectural outsourcing firm. We build the shell, we design the machines, but we also understand the code.
This is the aha moment. V Technologies is also a technology company. We have a massive division dedicated to artificial intelligence and data analytics.
We're not just reading about AI trends to sound smart at parties. We are building them.
We are. We have capabilities in natural language processing, image processing, machine learning, deep learning. We also do automation services like hyperautomation and RPA, robotic process automation.
Okay, connect the dots for me. How does knowing how to code a machine learning algorithm help us build a better building?
It gives us empathy for the workload. When a client tells us they're building a data center that's optimized for AI training clusters, we know what that data flow looks like. We understand the latency requirements. We understand the heat signatures of those specific GPU clusters because, in another part of our building, our colleagues are writing the software that runs on them.
It gives us a holistic view. A pure-play construction firm sees a room with outlets. We see a computational ecosystem.
Exactly. It allows us to speak the language of the end user, not just the language of the contractor.
So let's bring this all back to the business case for our listeners. We've covered the what and the how, but let's talk about the why. Why should a firm choose us? What is the strategic value beyond just getting it done?
Well, if you look at the 2023 Deloitte Engineering and Construction Industry Outlook, they highlight this shift really clearly. Outsourcing is no longer just about cost cutting. That used to be the only driver, you know, labor arbitrage.
Yeah.
But now, it's about managing operational costs while staying competitive in these high growth markets.
It's about focus.
It is. Our value proposition is optimize internal resources. Think about your senior architects, your lead strategists, your rainmakers. Do you want them spending 40 hours a week redlining door schedules and checking ductwork collisions?
Absolutely not. You want them in front of clients. You want them doing conceptual design, the high value stuff.
Right. You let us handle the production. We handle the documentation, the heavy lifting, the repetitive but absolutely critical modeling work. This frees up your core team to focus on the high impact work that actually wins new business.
And we do all of this with secure collaboration.
That's completely non-negotiable. We follow the strictest best practices in data handling and compliance. In the data center world, security is paramount. We treat our clients' IP with the same rigor we treat the engineering.
So the summary is, you get scalability ramping up and down as needed. You get security. And frankly, you get your sanity back because your internal team isn't burning out working 80-hour weeks just to meet an impossible deadline.
That's the goal. Sustainable growth.
So let's synthesize all of this. We're looking at a digital future, this whole AI revolution that is just hungry for power and space.
The main takeaway is simple. The digital future requires massive physical infrastructure. It's not magic, it's mechanics. It's steel and concrete and cooling. And we, V Technologies, provide the scalable, specialized engineering muscle to build that infrastructure efficiently.
Whether it's MEP, BIM, full architectural modeling, or even the embedded systems inside the hardware, we're the partner to call. We're ready to support what we call the mission critical journey.
And we're ready to do it now.
Yeah.
As we saw from the stats, this demand isn't waiting for anyone.
It certainly is not. So here's our call to action. If you're listening to this, whether you're an engineering firm lead, construction manager, a developer, and you are feeling that pressure, the pressure of tight deadlines and scarce talent, we want to hear from you.
We do.
Contact us at V Technologies. Let's sit down and discuss how a tailored, dedicated engineering team can fit into your specific workflow.
We'd love to have that conversation. Let's solve that bottleneck together.
Before we go, I want to leave you with one final thought to chew on. We've talked a lot about growth rates. AI models are doubling in size every few months. The demand for compute is going vertical.
It's a hockey stick graph.
So here's the question. The digital world moves at the speed of light. The physical world moves at the speed of construction permits, pouring concrete, welding steel. As these two worlds collide, the biggest risk isn't can we design it. The question is, can we design it fast enough without breaking the system?
That is the challenge we answer every single day.
Thanks for listening to this deep dive into V Technologies. We'll catch you on the next one.
Goodbye.